Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A coalition spokesman says Iraqi security forces are inside Fallujah. The entry came 3 weeks after the government launched an offensive to retake the city from the Islamic State group. The spokesman said troops are working to seize the center of Fallujah and then fight outward. U.S. President Barack Obama has accepted condolences in person from the Dalai Lama for the Orlando shootings. The Dalai Lama is a Buddhist leader revered by Tibetans, and he met with President Obama behind closed doors Wednesday at the White House. President Obama is going to Orlando, Florida, Thursday to meet with the victims of the weekend shootings. The White House says that along with survivors of the massacre, the president will meet with the first responders to the attack, as well as doctors and surgeons treating the wounded. Meanwhile, the FBI says the wife of the man who killed 49 people at a gay nightclub had some knowledge of his plans and may have failed to alert police. A law enforcement official says a federal grand jury will consider whether to bring charges against Nur Zahi Salman. But U.S. Attorney Lee Bentley says it's too early to consider charges.
I'm not going to speculate with respect to any charges that might be brought, or indeed as to whether any charges will be brought. It's premature to do so.
FBI agent Ron Hopper described the attack as both a hate crime and terrorism. The sheriff of Orange County, Florida, where the Disney World theme park is located, says the body of the 2-year-old boy killed by an alligator Tuesday has been found. Sheriff Jerry Demings says the body of Lane Graves was found intact near the area where the alligator dragged him into the water. Demings says the alligator drowned the boy. This is VOA News.